When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a 6-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the 6-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad, the 6-ring cane show, the 6-ring cane show, the 6-rings cane show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the 6-rings cane show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
All right, now we can really get serious and talk about football. The six rings cane show. So yeah, so we kind of referenced this.
You know.
For those of you that did not watch last week, we did quarterbacks and running backs. We just did O-line and wide receivers. So that leaves the tight end position. Also, I think Melissa might hop in to give us a little bit of depth here on the, you know, we're down, next man up. We're just saying we're going to rotate. She's definitely not Luis Cristobal, but we're rotating her in.
Well, we appreciate it. I'm exhausted, so I
would love... she's coming in too. But come on, man, this is
my
this is your tight end. You know what? Yeah. Just like, why don't you break down the tight end position for us for the University of Miami here?
Well, I feel like the tight end position has a lot of potential, but we really haven't seen it come to kind of fruition for some of the younger guys. Like we talked about a Riley Williams. We talked about, you know, even to some degree because of his health, Elijah Arroyo. So I feel like there's a lot of unknowns here at the tight end position, and then when you couple it with the offensive style that that Miami ran last season, they didn't really utilize the tight ends a ton either. So there's a lot of variables in play here. I still think that a guy like Riley Williams is someone that you should watch for, not because of his tremendous production last year, but just as a guy that needs to develop and play at a higher level. We were kind of disappointed. Granted, he was a freshman, but given how he came in with expectations of, you know, being, you know, a fantastic player, you know, we were kind of, waiting for maybe a bigger output, and he still could definitely be a fantastic player. I'm not writing him off yet, but I would love to see him take that next step, especially when he was one of the more highly touted tight ends of his recruiting class a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and remember against Georgia Tech, he had that kind of he had that touchdown. It looked like it was going to be the winning touchdown, but it didn't come into fruition. So, Melissa's coming in now, so I'm going to let her in, and we'll continue talking tight ends here. Hello, Melissa.
I had just taken a shower. I wasn't expecting to come on, hence why the hood is up, because my hair is wet.
Yeah, and also to advertise her hoodie, go to aboutthefans.com and search Hoodie Girl, and you'll get her collection. Buy hoodies. All right,
anyway. This is how long it's been since we've done buckets. I still got the Florida Panthers
cup. Yeah, it's been a bit. So the next thing I want to kind of talk about, so we kind of, you know, I think pretty surprised you came back for another year, but man, I'll start with you, Melissa, and then we'll go DJ. What is Cam McCormick's role on this team? Because we have Elijah Lofton, we have Riley Williams, who are expecting to take a step forward. You know, Arroyo's still the guy there if he's healthy. So where do you see Cam McCormick fitting in?
I think two big things I think he brings. One is leadership. This is what, his ninth year playing football? And then second is, I mean, he can block. I know he's not the greatest route runner. He's not the greatest with his hands, but he can definitely block. And he said this in interviews before, like, he knows he's not going to play at the next level and he likes playing football, college football. So if he can get that extra year, why not? He's probably getting like his third degree at this point. So listen, UM is a lot of money to go to school there. If you can get free education, why not?
What about DJ? DJ, what are your thoughts on how we work him in? Because he's definitely different from the other tight ends.
Melissa made a good point. He's a very good blocker. And couple that with the fact that we didn't really use the tight ends a ton last year in the passing game, I mean, I think you find a role for him right there. He is a veteran presence in the room. And when you look at the young depth that this room has, he is a valuable piece. I mean, we joke he's coming. He's you know, a senior citizen and he's coming back for his ninth year, which he is. But I do think he has a role in the room. He's not going to, you know, win the Mackey Award by any means, but he is a valuable piece to what the Hurricanes try to do, even if it's just blocking. And that's important in of itself.
Yeah, and he might – I mean, I think a lot of our players played through injuries last year. But I guess my – I wonder how many – because obviously we were talking about receivers.
Hi, Gary.
Gary, I haven't seen Gary's name in a while.
Yeah, Gary hopped on because I hopped on.
I think he's probably lurking quite a bit, but he saw Melissa in here and he came in. But I guess my question is, we talked about receivers at the front, right? And how we have depth there. I don't know that we're going to use nearly as many two tight end sets, which to me limits how much McCormick, because I mean, I don't really want him on the field instead of Riley Williams or Elijah Arroyo or Elijah Lofton. So I don't know. Maybe, like you said, short yardage blocking situations. I assume he's going to play less this year than he did last year.
I would think so. Also, like people said in the chat, a bunch of people were injured. Riley Williams got really good experience getting to play as a true freshman. I expect to see him a lot, and he's got good hands. But, I mean, if Arroyo's healthy, I think he's the guy. I mean, we've all seen flashes when he was healthy. If he can stay healthy, I think that's your tight end one.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's assumption. But he's never – he did come back. It was also Georgia Tech, I believe, where – he came back from injury and just wasn't ready yet. He was clearly still hurt, and he was terrible.
He was
terrible in that game and then got hurt again, so obviously we rushed him back.
But it'll be interesting because Lofton, I mean, there's a lot of hype around him and that he could get minutes as a freshman and the different places you could play him at, not just at tight end, but like
running
back, fullback, something. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, if they stay healthy, our tight end room is pretty stacked, in my opinion.
It's stacked, but it's also unproven. And I still want them to take that next step. And to say it's unproven would kind of be an understatement. But they're good players. I just need to see them put together, you know, a solid, you know, even four or five games just to know that there is tangible depth there. It's one thing to have depth. It's another thing to have tangible depth. And I do think just from a talent-wise, you know, perspective, the tight end room is stacked, but they need to put it together on the field, especially the younger guys.
And also, you got guys that can do different things too. So assuming they can all stay healthy, you've got tight ends for different situations, which is also quite helpful.
Yeah, the development of the room is going to be important, I think, for – the offense. Not that, like I said, we didn't use the tight ends a ton last year, but I do think they bring value in terms of just pass catching and their athleticism and their ability to play like wide receivers at times, because they're not slow tight ends. They can move. So I'll be interested to see how the development of the room overall kind of contributes to the offense and if those guys can take the next step.
I also don't think we use tight ends a lot because of the personnel that we had. I mean, Riley Williams did play a bunch, and I think he's got a lot of potential, but I don't know how much you're trusting a true freshman in the passing game.
Yeah.
That quickly. McCormick's not really the pass catching tight end, and he's the guy that played a lot because everybody else was injured. So I don't think we use tight ends, not because we didn't want to, but because we didn't necessarily have that option that often. But
yeah, well, that's another unknown, right? Because it was Dawson's first year as the offensive coordinator. We don't know how much he wants to even use the tight ends. We know Mario wants to power football. We don't know what Dawson wants to do with the tight ends. And as DJ said, you know, they're unproven, but well, three of them are unproven. One of them is extra proven, but you kind of know what he is. I don't expect Cam McCormick to be anything different than what we've seen, which is a really good college football player.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad thing. It's just, he's very
But you know what you're getting from him. You know his ceiling.
And you kind of expect him to be there and be reliable. It's the rest of them, though. Could be good. Well,
I mean, you got to think they have a plan to use him, because you're not going to recruit a guy like Elijah Lofton to the school if you're not planning to use him in some way, shape, or form, or keep Riley Williams there, who I think has a bright future. So hopefully there is a plan there.
I honestly see Lofton coming, you know, potentially out of the backfield. And I know we have a lot of depth at running back, but as we saw, that depth can go quickly. So I think if the tight ends can really sort of, you know, kind of emerge and develop, I think that affords them the ability to put Lofton somewhere like in the backfield.
Lofton's one of those guys who's an athlete where you kind of just want to get him on the field some way. Obviously tight end's his natural position, so that's where you want to see him. But if you know, Arroyo's doing his thing, or Williams, or whoever it is doing his thing also, and there's just not enough reps to get him at tight end his freshman year, maybe you line him up in the backfield, or you line him up as a receiver. I don't know. I mean, he's a true freshman, so we'll see what happens. But there's a lot of potential there. But again, like DJ said, it's unproven. So we'll see.
And honestly, it comes down to the injuries too. I mean, all this depth sounds good on paper, but you know, you could have guys missing, hopefully not, but you could have guys out by the middle of September. So then it opens up opportunities for others as well.
Yeah, and just to fresh his comments, not that they necessarily won't get the ball, it's that there's one ball. So, like, we start talking about, you know, the third tight end is probably not getting targets. The second tight end might not get targets. Depends on how, you know, formationally we're playing. If we're running 3 and 4 wide out there.
And this wide receiver room is pretty good.
Right. And so, I mean, how many targets are there really to go around to the tight end? It's not that they don't get the ball. It's that, you know, unless you're running a lot of two tight end stuff, backup tight end's not going to get the ball a lot.
And it's also something you can't predict when you recruit either. It's like you try to sign the best tight ends available because you're not sure if you're going to get three good receivers. You may only get one good receiver per class, and then your deficiency will be at wide receiver. And it's something where you take the best player available and, you know, don't settle with the fact that you took the best player. Settle, you know, try to get as many good kids as possible and then work out, you know, where they fit in terms of scheme.
You got to see who steps up and takes that tight end one spot. I mean,
I think it's Arroyo's to lose unless he gets hurt again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Which, unfortunately, is a possibility, and I'm not making a joke of that, but the tight end position, you know, is susceptible to injuries. I mean, I just remember, you know, being a team manager, watching my practices, and tight ends would always get hurt because they're big guys who aren't supposed to move like they move. And so that would be a position susceptible to injury, and unfortunately, that's just the nature of the game.
Yeah, and
a two tight end set. I mean, we have the athletes to do it. You could put like Arroyo on one side or Williams and or Lofton on the other side, and they could definitely be threats. But I mean, how much of Dawson's playbook did we see last year with the lack of QB that we had? I mean, this is, you have a whole different playmaker in the backfield now. So there might be some new things we haven't seen yet or that are already in the playbook that Dawson didn't use, or there might be new things that he designs because now we've got somebody different throwing the ball and the health of players too. So, I mean, it could look like year one all over again, where we're seeing brand new things from Dawson, which I hope we do, because I mean, that's how we're going to succeed. So.
Yeah. And
go
for it.
I was going to say, you also have a quarterback that can elevate the players around him. And that makes a big difference too, in terms of play calling, because that affords you the ability to, you know, try maybe some of the tougher plays, try some more of the riskier plays, because you know you have a quarterback that can make smart decisions. And, you know, as much as it's up to the receivers and the tight ends to make the plays, it's also good to have a quarterback who can elevate and work to those players' strengths as well.
And you also got, it's not just the quarterback, but you've got talent all around him. I mean, on paper, arguably, this is one of the best teams we've had in a really long time. Again, on paper, just talent-wise. Yeah. I mean, you guys were talking about who was starting at wide receiver, and the fact that we're even having a discussion about who the starters are going to be because there's so much talent is a good thing. You bring in a guy like Damian Martinez alongside with Mark Fletcher, assuming he's healthy, and some of the younger guys in the running back room, AJ Allen included, there's a lot of talent in the run game, the receivers, the tight ends. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do. And when you've got all that talent on the field, the tight end may get some looks because you can't guard everybody. So,
yeah, just to the thing, like when we say play two tight ends, keep in mind you're talking about pretty regressive in terms of offense, because that is, you know, that's the equivalent of running it out there in an I formation type of stuff. That's too wide running back. And then instead of a fullback, you have an extra tight end. Like, that is turn of the century shit. So we will probably do it at times, but I can't imagine that's any kind of a base.
Or you line up one of the tight ends as a receiver. I mean,
yeah,
that's still, again, or do you, I mean, okay, so that would presumably not be flanked out wide, be in the slot instead of X. I'm not doing that. So I think, well, as much as we, these kids are talented, we want to get them on the field, it's a trade-off, and I don't know that anyone wants to see a bunch of two tight end sets consistently. It's just
not. Hey, as long as we win football games, I don't care if we see the I formation.
Well, you also got to remember, obviously, McCormick's going to be mostly blocking, but yeah. But Williams is only 1 year in. Lofton's going to be a true freshman. These guys have time. They're going to develop, so you may not see them as much as first. I don't even – what year is Arroyo in? Did he redshirt? I can't. I wasn't prepared to come talk tight ends. This is like last second.
He's a junior.
He's a redshirt junior, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, there's time. Just because Lofton doesn't see the field a lot as a true freshman, that's not like, oh my God, we're never going to use him. So we can't overreact quite yet. They're young. It's pretty, I mean, I know McCormick, you know, ups the age meme in the room, but a bunch of them are still young.
Ups the age mean. I like that phrase.
Yeah. And you know, Arroyo did play a decent amount his first year, of course. You know, Will Mallory was the starter. So it was, again, it's not, he's never been the guy. So this is his chance to do that. But now, you know, natural progression. He's been here a couple of years. Yeah, he's gotten hurt, but, you know, this is his time to kind of step up into that role. So I'm excited to see that. I think he's got that ability, and then Yeah, I think he'll take the majority of the snaps there, and that's who you want. He's your best player.
And I also think if he's, you know, efficient at blocking as well, you're going to see him even more on the field because of the fact that he's a better pass catcher and route runner than McCormick. So if he can block as efficiently or close to efficiently as McCormick, then you might see him more.
Yeah, I think for someone, if you look at someone that might get crowded out of the rotation, it's probably McCormick. If these other guys can prove that they can block and really, you know, be used in run situations, then, you know, they do provide something else via as receivers that he doesn't. So, but if they prove they cannot do that, you really need his blocking, then he'll play a lot. Because again, Mario's going to want to play physical. You know, you want that. That first game of the year going into Gainesville, you want to push them around.
Which is what I think, and we talked about this earlier, which is that's what I think Zach Carpenter, for example, can bring to the table as an offensive lineman. Somebody in the trenches who can, you know, block for the running backs and, you know, has experience at Indiana, so he knows kind of, you know, the ins and outs of major college football. And, you know, you want to put your quarterback in the best position to succeed. And Miami's done that with the wide receivers, the running backs, the offensive line. They were able to build around Cam Ward. And Cam Ward, in his own right, will help the program. But it's been really interesting to watch them kind of fit the puzzle pieces together and try to, you know, put this roster together in a way that makes sense for everybody.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.